app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A House panel is holding its first hearing on a push to open an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, Republican James Comer.
For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
But Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says there's no evidence.
If the Republicans had a smoking gun or even a dripping water pistol, they would be presenting it today. But they've got nothing on Joe Biden.
Sorting things out after last night's second Republican presidential primary debate. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The frontrunner in the Republican presidential primary was absent for the second time from a GOP debate. And with Donald Trump's expanding lead in Iowa and New Hampshire, his campaign's already telling CBS News he won't attend the third debate in Miami in November.
You're ducking these things. No one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
CBS News polling in the early states of Iowa and New Hampshire show most GOP voters are still considering multiple candidates despite Trump's double-digit lead.
Army Private Travis King is back in the U.S., arriving in San Antonio overnight. He was released by North Korea yesterday, 2 months after he darted unexpectedly over the border into the country. A major airline under federal pressure has made some changes, as we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
United agreed to improve air travel for passengers with wheelchairs under an agreement with the Transportation Department. This follows a government investigation into a disability complaint. The airline will now make available a flight filter on its booking engine to make it easier for wheelchair passengers to find flights where those chairs fit or can be safely transported, and refund any fare where they're not.
There are complaints from buyers that the new Apple iPhone 15 can get too hot to handle. Tech analyst Ian Schur.
It's unclear whether or not Apple will need to make a fix to the hardware, which could force a recall, or if it can solve these problems with a simple software update.
He says an update to deal with an issue like that could slow down performance. Apple has not commented. He was the voice of authority in six of the Harry Potter movies.
You seem to be laboring under the delusion that I'm going to, what was the phrase, come quietly.
Actor Michael Gambon, who played Dumbledore, has died at 82 after falling ill with pneumonia. His movie resume also includes the likes of Gosford Park and The King's Speech. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 81 points and the S&P 500 is ahead 13. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Yep. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Bipartisan proposals in the Wisconsin state legislature would make it a felony to attack an election worker. Public testimony was heard on the proposed bills yesterday. Civil servants have faced increased threats and harassment since the 2020 presidential election, which former President Donald Trump still claims was rigged. The bills would give election workers access to whistleblower protections and make information about them private to protect them from backlash. The Barron County District Attorney has announced there will be no charges filed after a fatal car and motorcycle crash earlier this month. The accident occurred the afternoon of September 2nd on Highway 8 near County Road O. 73-year-old Stephen Roast of Barron, Wisconsin, was killed after a woman pulled out from a stop sign and failed to see Roast on the motorcycle. The Barron County District Attorney stated the driver of the car fully cooperated with the investigation and showed no signs of being impaired by drugs or alcohol. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Kripescast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Welcome, welcome to hour two of As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board. It is time for our public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is joining us. And she is not a new mom yet. So that's where we're going to start. We are still...
It is a very special day.
It is a special day. And we're waiting for news. And you came up with the best line, Dr. Lyerly.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We have breaking water news.
Oh! She sent me that last night, and I was like, oh, that's such a good line. I'm ashamed I did not think of that myself.
Dr. Lyerly, as a professional comedian, I am both angry at me and you for coming up with something so beautiful and brilliant.
Breaking water news. It's destined to be a classic.
I feel like we don't know where Kristen is at with her labor right now, but I am almost certain that she is in the hospital listening to us. And if she is pushing, it is my experience that if we can make pushing moms laugh, the laughter and the muscle contractions that that laughter causes actually helps with pushing. And I have been part of births where babies come out because somebody told a good joke and moms are laughing. Wouldn't that be an amazing way for Kristen's baby to come into the world?
Well, Dr. Lyerly, I'm just going to ask the question, really. So you're saying, once again, as a professional comedian, I have a new venue to work?
Yes.
Just walk right in there and be like, hey, folks, how y'all doing?
I know you didn't call for me, but here I am.
Airline food. Isn't that crazy?
that's really funny, and it's unexpected. And I always... You know, movies that you see about women who are in labor and they're in pain and they're angry and get this thing out of me. And I just wouldn't think that that would be a good time to go. So three pregnant women walked into a bar. You know, I would think she might hit you.
Everybody's labor is kind of different. You know, there are some people who are really into their labor and they're really like, it's a very internal thing as they're coping with it. And there are other people who, especially if they have an epidural and they're feeling very comfortable, they're joking around and playing games and watching movies. And it's just really like casual as you're waiting.
So what does the epidural do?
The epidural is the best thing that we have for labor pain management. It's kind of like an IV that goes into this space by your spine. And it delivers a continuous infusion of pain medication so that you can't feel anything below like your ribs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's fantastic. But you still have the muscle control and the strength to push your baby out. So if you've got a good epidural and they don't always work, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of listeners out there who have like bad epidural stories, but for most people, they work really well and they provide wonderful pain relief and they allow you to feel much more comfortable about something that can be a really scary life event.
Oh, absolutely. It's gotta be frightening, especially for a first time mom. And from what I understand, those epidurals are very time sensitive. They have to be administered within the right period of time. Otherwise, it's kind of too late.
Well, you know, it depends on a lot of things, like how fast is someone's labor moving? Is it, you know, are things going so fast that you think that they're going to deliver before they can even get the epidural or before the epidural is actually going to provide any relief? And what does mom want? What are her goals for her labor? There are a lot of women who come in saying, I just want to do this naturally. And then once the pain starts and they start to realize, like, this is really uncomfortable, you know, it is okay. Like, nobody gives you a gold medal if you get through your labor without an epidural. So why not just be comfortable, enjoy the experience, and do whatever you need to do to make it your experience, not what other people are telling you to
do. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure there's so much pressure to do things a certain way. And it's always seemed, I have two sisters who have children, and whenever they talk about it, it's always like the labor Olympics. Well, I was in labor for 22 hours. That's nothing. I was in labor for 97 days. You know, it's...
You're doing it wrong.
But it does seem to be like I endured more agony than you, and therefore I am better.
It's like the pain Olympics.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, think about what a huge day this is. This is, I mean, as animals, which we are fundamentally, our whole reason is to procreate. So this event is a huge part of our lives. So no wonder. I mean, everybody wants to feel like this, like theirs was some sort of an Olympic event. And you know, why not? Like, enjoy it. Be proud of what you did.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not trying to denigrate it. I've just always said to my sisters, it's like you're having a competition for who was more miserable. So if you're just joining us, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is with us until 11:30. It is our public cervix announcement. And a reminder, you can always text in questions at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. If you have questions for her for next week, she is here every Thursday with us starting at 11 o'clock. So, Dr. Lyerly, when Kristen has LJ, what happens with your body? So you've released this person who you've been hanging, you know, your body's been taking care of it for 9 months. Is it a real slow change? It's not like your hormones automatically snap back and it's just like zing.
Well, once this little parasite leaves your body.
That's her nickname. Little parasite.
Oh, Dr. Lyerly bringing the truth.
She is on fire today.
They are, though. They are kind of like parasites. They, you know, drain your body of energy and nutrients and calcium and all of these things. But, you know, we're happy to provide this for them as long as we don't have to endure a forced pregnancy. So that's a good thing. So, but the pregnancy isn't over when the baby comes out. And I think it's really important. If you are a politician in Wisconsin right now, I think it is really important for you to recognize that just because the baby is out does not mean the pregnancy is over. It takes a year for someone's body to recover from a pregnancy.
It takes a year?
It really does. Of course, the initial recovery is rapid. A lot of changes happen right away. The uterus kind of, you know, shrinks down. The uterus is just a big muscle. So the uterus shrinks down right away. Your hormones change. Of course, there's bleeding. So, you know, the bleeding kind of tapers off. But there are so many things that are going on that this is a really important time for you as a patient, as a person going through this, to pay close attention to what's happening. And if something seems off, you gotta report it, because this is a time when heart conditions can develop, blood pressure problems can develop, blood clots can develop. And those are all things that are obviously bad, but then you're dealing with breastfeeding and you're dealing with, maybe you have hip pain or leg pain or, you know, other things associated with the actual birth event. There is a lot going on, especially in that first couple of weeks. Recently, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommended that we do a postpartum visit. It used to be at 6 weeks. Now we want you coming back at 2.
Wow.
So much is happening. Mm. Yes, but that's not magic. Like, don't wait until 2 weeks if something is wrong. Call your doctor. There are way too many bad things that can happen in the postpartum period. And actually, 2/3 of the moms who die associated with their pregnancy die in the postpartum period. So don't mess around with that time.
Is that widely known, Dr. Lyerly? Do you think
do you think
our male politicians understand
that? Our male politicians think that women can shut their pregnancies down themselves just by wishing. Of course they don't know this.
That's true. We have heard male politicians actually testify that that's the case, that the body will reject a pregnancy if it doesn't want it. I mean, and I've heard people in Wisconsin, male politicians in Wisconsin, say the pregnancy is over. So why do we have to extend Medicaid to make sure that these moms can get care? I know, but I mean, these moms are dealing with breastfeeding issues and mental health issues and addiction issues and blood pressure issues. They need support, they need access, and they need us as a community to stand behind them. If we truly care about moms and babies, that's what they need.
Dr. Lyerly, I wanted to ask you a question from a non-baby having person. As a partner, what can a partner, whomever it is, what can they do in the delivery room if they so choose to be there to help, comfort, support? Are there any stories or things you've seen that say those are the things to do? I mean, because it seems obvious, of course, what to do. But are there specific things? Because in that time, in that room, stuff's happening. And it can get full of pressure. And there can be emotion. So what can a partner do to just help? Even if it's just stand back and say, I will do nothing.
That is a wonderful question. There's so much going on in the delivery room at that time. And I always think about if there is a man present, the partner, the husband, what is he thinking? Or, you know, even if it's a female partner, when you are not the person who is the center of attention, who's going through all of this, what are you going through as you're watching someone you love and care about do something so extraordinary, but so like horribly hard and life-changing? And every event is different. So I've had dads catch their own babies.
Wow.
Like literally, you know, we've gotten them up and put gloves on them and they've gotten in there and they've done the deliveries.
Yeah.
I've had dads just flat pass out and we've had to like give them medical attention. A lot of it depends on the dynamic. Sometimes women in labor want massages and they want a cool compress on their forehead and they want you to be, you know, there snuggling. I've had dads climb into beds behind moms and help them push.
When
they are finding their groove and they can get engaged and it's working for that dyad, that is amazing. I've also had dads just sit over in a corner because I think it's overwhelming. So, you know, there are many times where the nurses are just checking in with them and, you know, we're making sure that dad feels comfortable and welcome in this space that he needs to feel comfortable in. So, Greg, I love your question because dad's part of this too. Like, this is not just about a mom and a baby. This is about all of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Kristen Lyerly will be back with us on the other side of the break. We hope you will stick with us too. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Tom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
It's going to be cloudy again this morning, but we will gradually clear out. A little more sunshine trying to poke through here by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 70, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75. We're talking highs in the 80s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin. Jane Matt there in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and it is our weekly Thursday segment, Public Cervix Announcement, with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and we are talking about Little Mama and what she's probably going through right now and what the partner should do in the room during delivery. My question, Dr. Lyerly, is what should friends do once LP comes? Now, for Little Parasite.
I love that. Well, it really kind of depends. You know, again, everybody's pregnancy is different. So I think something that you can do to show support, everybody needs support. Maybe bring a meal over, send a card. If you send a text or some sort of communication, don't expect something back. You know, they're going to be really, really busy for the first couple of days, probably not sleeping, trying to figure out a groove, but maybe just, you know, sharing a little message of support that you're available if there's anything that they need. And, you know, if you're close, maybe something a little bit even more invasive, like dropping something off, pack of diapers on the front porch, you know, something like that. But it's support more than anything that people need during that immediate postpartum period.
But it needs to be hit and run support. It's like, don't drop by and expect them to invite you in and have coffee and snacks. For me, that would be a nightmare. You know what I mean? Your hair is dirty and you don't feel good and the baby is crying and the last thing you need is some unannounced company, right?
Well, and your boobs are leaking and you're bleeding all over the place. Like physically, you're really not in a place where visitors.
It's a good thing.
Knowing Kristen, she'll be all tidied up and she'll be perfect. But I can tell you, like me postpartum, I was like, what time of day is it?
Yeah.
Is there food? Like, you know, everything is all messed up because your clock is all messed up. And so little things like, can I pick something up from the grocery store for you and leave it on your front porch without any obligation to have any sort of social interaction? Or, you know, maybe you reach out with a text and she says, I could really use somebody to talk to. Bing. There you go.
There you go.
Try to be available.
And remember, it's not about us as her friends and people who love her.
Yeah.
It's about Kristen and LP and Mike.
Because honestly, there's sometimes a competition that happens with the non-baby happy. Like, I saw the baby first. Exactly. I got the picture first. Oh, I got the text first. I got the call first.
I'm the special friend.
Yeah, I'm like, you will see the baby when it's your time, and that time will be decided by the parents. And that goes for the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, the friends, everyone. Wait your turn. You will get there.
And if you are patient and you wait your turn, then your rank will move up in Kristen's list because being obnoxious and needy.
This is why I love Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She understands strategy.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. You can always text if you have a question for Dr. Lyerly from the 715. I'm not sure, Dr. Lyerly, if you know this off the top of your head, but I'll throw it at you anyway. I've heard that pregnant people are eligible for Wisconsin's Forward Health Plan, even as a secondary insurance to cover costs that the primary insurance doesn't. Do you know any details about this? And if this is true, why is this not widely known?
That is a great question. I do not know the answer to that, but your healthcare provider should know that. Every pregnant person in Wisconsin has healthcare coverage through Wisconsin's Badger Care program. So if you are pregnant and you cannot afford your own healthcare coverage, and of course you have to meet that income standard, sure, but if you can't afford your own healthcare, you can get Badger Care. We want you to come in to be seen, to receive the kind of prenatal care that you need. There are plenty. We are romantic about pregnancy. We feel like people have been doing this forever. It's fine. It's not fine. There are so many things that can go wrong and so many things that if we know about it in advance, we can head off at the pass. We can educate. We can support. So if you are pregnant and you don't have healthcare coverage and you qualify for Badger Care, please come on in, get plugged in. Let us help you. Let us help.
It can be, as you said, there can be complications. Things can come up during delivery. It can be a very, very expensive process delivering a baby, right?
Super expensive. Well, healthcare in general is the number one reason in this country why people go bankrupt.
Right.
And before Obamacare, it was common for health insurance to carve out pregnancy coverage. So you might, that crazy? I'm looking at Jane's face. So you might have insurance coverage through your job. You might have had insurance coverage through your job, and your job may have just chosen not to cover it, pregnancy. So which is the number one reason why women of reproductive age end up needing medical care. So tell me that's not discrimination.
Do you know why that is, Jane? Because the people writing the legislation and the rules look like me.
No, they don't.
Fair. You're right. At one point, maybe, but not so much now.
I find that genuinely shocking. I really do. Like, this is some aberration that only a couple women ever get pregnant, so we don't need to cover for this. That's remarkable.
Oh, but still now, insurance companies, there have been a number of hits on Obamacare. So there are some companies that don't have to offer contraception coverage. Right? We all heard about Hobby Lobby.
Right.
There are Catholic hospitals that won't provide any contraception, including sterilization. So I could have a patient who comes in and I do their C-section. I'm literally looking at their fallopian tubes and I cannot do their sterilization procedure because we're in a Catholic hospital.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us every Thursday at 11 o'clock for public cervix announcement. It should be a much different show next week. We're all very excited.
Yeah.
We're all very, very excited. Thank you so
much.
Let's
all send our love to Kristen and baby LP.
That's right. All right. Coming up next, J.R. Ratcliffe. We're talking sports. Go sports. Please stay right here. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News special report. House Republicans open their first formal hearing trying to make the case for an impeachment proceeding against President Biden.
The House Oversight and Accountability Committee has uncovered a mountain of evidence revealing how Joe Biden abused his public office for his family's financial gain.
Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says the GOP has no smoking gun, nothing to go on.
Even after 8 months of investigation, they've invited three witnesses to testify. Not one of them is an eyewitness to a presidential crime.
Today's witnesses are experts on tax law, criminal investigations, and Jonathan Turley, a constitutional law scholar who cautioned against impeaching then-President Trump.
The shortening intervals between impeachments should be a cause of concern and circumspection for all the members on both sides.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans have proposed a bill to ban gender-affirming care in the state. Similar bills around the country have faced court challenges, with opponents alleging gender-affirming care bans violate doctors' and patients' constitutional rights. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is likely to veto the bill when it makes its way to his desk. The bill includes an exception which would allow doctors to provide care if a minor is born with a medically verifiable genetic disorder of sex development. The first meeting of Wisconsin House Speaker Robin Voss's Task Force on Human Trafficking was held on Wednesday, and the group announced their focus will be on victims and delve into the details of the trafficking of children and other young people. Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire said, quote, "Wisconsin has not just failed the victims of child sex trafficking, but we failed the numerous adult sex trafficking victims and countless victims of labor trafficking across our state. We need to do better." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Let's go sports. I promise I really totally care who wins. If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports, go sports.
Welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Greg, we remain on
Baby Watch.
We are still on Baby Watch. Don't have anything to report just yet. As soon as we do, obviously, we will let you know what's going on with Mama Kristen and LP. Now we're going with for Little Parasite. Right now, though, we are going to talk about all things sports, and joining us is a longtime sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, J.R. Radcliffe. Thank you so much for joining us, J.R. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are well. J.R., do you have kids?
Yeah. I do. I have a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Were you in the room when they were delivered?
I was, yes. One was quite arduous and terrible and not a good day, and the other one was super, super easy. So I definitely preferred the latter over the former.
I'm sure. And what job did you, sir, what jobs did you provide?
Mostly I was definitely the designated panicker because I was panicking. The first one, the first one was really quite scary, but, you know, in retrospect, probably not so much. Like in the moment it was scary. And
I'm sure.
Retrospect, it's like, these people know what they're doing. They're very good at this. The second one was, planned C-section, went very smoothly. At some point I was like, do you guys want this baby? Cause everything is going great. I'm just, you know, I'm good. The baby's fine. Like, you take this baby.
We're all good. All right.
Who wants to get lunch?
Yeah, right. It's just about that time of day too. It was perfect. Yeah. I'm sure I was thinking about lunch. So, you know, moral support and all that. And my wife did all of the work, and I was just happy to be along for the ride.
Well, that's wonderful. And we are all, you know, sending Kristen and Mike all the best and all our love and all of that. And if she's listening right now, that would, as Dr. Lyerly said, hopefully we can make her laugh. That might actually speed up the entire process. So we're going to start with a really big story from last night involving the Bucks, JR.
Mm-hmm. It's Dame time. It's Dame time in Milwaukee. They traded for Damian Lillard, probably one of the 10 best players in the NBA right now. They made a huge blockbuster trade and acquired him from the Portland Trail Blazers. He'd been with the Blazers for 11 years. He's the all-time leading scorer in Blazers history. They brought him in. He's a tremendous offensive firepower to pair with Giannis. They had to send out Drew Holiday, who was traded to the Blazers. It was a three-team trade. So Grayson Allen also got traded as well to the Suns, but long story short, they have now kind of this unbelievable running mate to go alongside Giannis and Chris Middleton, for that matter. And it does cost them a pretty good player in Drew Holiday, for sure. And Grayson Allen's no slouch either. But this is a big deal. It's going to make the Bucks one of the best teams. They already were one of the best teams, but now kind of the bona fide favorite in the Eastern Conference. Maybe the favorite for the NBA title, although the Denver Nuggets are still very, very good. So no slam dunk there. But this is a guy that I think everybody kind of thought he would go to Miami. That was certainly where all the rumblings were. Maybe Toronto. Not sure anyone saw Milwaukee coming. So that definitely sent some ripples through the sports world yesterday.
And what is it going to do to the Bucks game losing Drew?
Well, so it's essentially, I think, what's happening. I mean, Drew Holiday is just tremendous. One of the best defenders in basketball. One of the best defensive players. Offensively, it was a little hit and miss. He scored 50 points in a game, 40 points in a game. Like he had that capability, but he wasn't a consistent, like maybe offensive force. He certainly wasn't like a top 20 offensive player in the NBA or anything. So they're sacrificing quite a bit of that defense to upgrade dramatically on offense. And that sort of makes sense. Like the Bucks are not a team that's playing for the regular season. The regular season doesn't matter. They're going to the playoffs. They're just that good. They will absolutely, in the NBA format, be a playoff team. So it's all about what happens then, and I think Drew was a little inconsistent in the playoffs offensively, and I think we saw this last year when they were shocked by Miami. They just couldn't score the basketball. They couldn't score it in stretches. Miami did a good job sort of bogging down Giannis, and they didn't have anybody else, Chris Middleton a little bit, but they didn't have anybody else that could really change things. And to have that other offensive weapon on the floor, it spaces things out. There's going to be less attention on Giannis, so he'll have more room to operate. But more importantly, you got a guy who can hit a shot from anywhere in the gym. He hits big shots. He's got like 25 career shots in the last 20 seconds that either tie or win a game. I mean, the guy's amazing. He's a marvel. And it's definitely going to give them a lot more offense. It's going to subtract from their defense a little bit, but I think the Bucks' calculation is we needed the offense. The defense made us a very good regular season team. And in the playoffs, when we needed offense, we didn't have it. We're now moving more toward, let's focus on what we really need in the playoffs.
If you're just joining us, J.R. Radcliffe is our guest, and we're talking first and foremost about the big Bucks trade. They just picked up Damian Lillard. I don't have my notes in front of me. and losing Drew Holiday. Greg, you were at the open mic last night, and you said you could feel the ripple when that news came down.
Yeah, I sent a text message to my friend Dana Ehrman, fantastic comedian here in Milwaukee. I mean, such a huge Bucks fan, the Bucks follow her. And when I said, I'm sorry about your loss for Drew Holiday, and she goes, it was time. I'm so much more excited about Dame Lillard. And then I got to the open mic, and it was literally people high-fiving and hugging. One guy, this is how much this guy loves Lillard. He has a Portland Trailblazers jersey with Lillard's name. He wore it last night. and he was like hugging comedians and bar staff, and the room was energetic because of it. Like, people were talking all night about it.
It's definitely going to, I mean, he made the list. The NBA had a list of the 75 greatest players through its first 75 years. He's on it. I mean, so is Giannis.
Yeah.
But there were 11 active players who were on that list, and two of them now play for the Milwaukee Bucks. That's incredible. He's 33 years old. He's not a spring chicken, but he just had a really good year last year, even though he didn't, you know, he had some injuries here and there, but he definitely is still that guy. He's not in his prime, but he is still a major difference maker. It harkens back to 1970 when the Bucks traded for Oscar Robertson, which is considered kind of one of the biggest deals in Wisconsin sports history, gave them that missing piece with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They went on and won the NBA championship that very first season that Oscar was here. So it absolutely has that kind of vibe to it.
It was interesting, too, just to see how quickly different memes started showing up on Twitter with Damian and Giannis and all the mashups of them standing together in front of the skyline and all that.
The Calgary stuff. Skyline?
Yes. Yeah, whoops.
I mean,
not the first time that Milwaukee has been mistaken for a different skyline in a graphic. It's very funny.
I'll take Canada. I feel like as Wisconsin sports fans, say not so much the Packers, but Bucks and Brewers specifically, we have this tendency to be like, okay, we'll see what happens. I feel like Milwaukee, as far as the Bucks go, are starting to feel that energy of, yeah, we are a top team now. We like this, we're going to prove that 2 years ago wasn't a fluke. We've got the tools together, and we've got the players in line now. As far as I know, we need one more player in the roster, as far as I was made aware last night.
There's a roster opening, yeah.
Yeah, and so it feels like now Milwaukee can say, like, oh, no, we're the Bucks. We, you know, here we come.
And I would hope to think people feel that way already. I mean, they've been one of the best teams in the league for many years in a row at this point. So, you know, they were the number one seed in the East last year, and that's part of why it was so disappointing that they lost in the first round in kind of historic fashion. So there's two things. The sense that, you know, they've lost a little of that momentum from 2021 when they won the championship. Things these last couple of years didn't go to plan. They didn't even make it to the conference finals.
Yeah.
And then Giannis has, and I don't think what Giannis has said publicly about, you know, possibly looking elsewhere if the Bucks aren't committed to a championship team. There's been some buzz about that. He's always made similar comments. It doesn't strike me that there is an added urgency that Giannis is actively looking elsewhere because he doesn't think the Bucks are committed to like continuing this championship culture. But certainly if the organization felt that was more of a serious threat's too strong a word, but more of a serious rumination, then they have addressed that because they are now bringing in a player. Granted, he's the same age as Drew Holiday, but this is a player who can absolutely be the difference between a championship or not. So they are very much back into that conversation.
I don't even want to think about the potential of Giannis going somewhere else.
Everyone wants him to retire a Buck.
Seriously, and it just seems like he and Mariah and his family are such a part of the fabric of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. I would be more upset about that than I can't even put into words.
It would require one more contract. He's going to be here for the next couple years. I would also say that Drew and Lauren Holiday were a huge part of this, you know, the fabric of Milwaukee too. They were extremely active in you know, charitable ventures, social justice issues, promoting black and brown businesses. I mean, they were really, really great. And they've been great wherever they go. They're just top-notch people. They leave that legacy wherever they go. Wherever he goes next, no, it's not clear. He's not going to end up in Portland. They're going to trade him. And the thing that we haven't maybe quite come to terms with yet is they could very easily trade him to a team like Boston, which is the top competitor with Milwaukee for the Eastern Conference, or the New York Knicks, who could easily rise up. Like, he could definitely be part of the plans against the Bucks going forward. We still have to sort that out. But it's a bummer to lose Drew Holiday. But like you said, with the people high fiving, no. No one is confusing this. They got a lot better, even with the sacrifice.
All right, well, we are going to move on to the Packers. Our friend Joe McClear texted earlier today on the live stream. Are you guys going to talk about tonight's game? Because if you need someone to pester you about how the Lions are going to pound the Pack into the dirt, just let me know. JR, your reaction to that very sassy text.
Slanderous, libelous. I'm not sure if this is written word or not. So this is a rivalry that is a little near and dear to my heart because my wife is a huge Lions fan. She is a Detroit native, big football fan, and we do have a Lions flag flying at my house.
Oh, wow.
Because my wife is such a big fan. So I cannot say that I share that viewpoint. I've always thought the Lions were quite adorable as a non-threatening franchise participating in the same division as the Green Bay Packers. And I wish them well. I kind of like the color of their jerseys. They're very nice. But they are now a threat. They are actually a pretty good team. I do think they are better than the Packers at this particular stage, and I think they actually probably will win this game. That's my expectation. But I would say that the Lions are just as – they've had some injuries. I'm not sure this is the best version of them coming into Lambeau Field. And I've been impressed by what the Packers have done so far. I think Jordan Love's been really good. He's certainly had some – you know, inconsistency flashes in the first half of last week's game against the Saints was really quite bad for him. But then he figured it out. He rallied when the chips were down. He made some incredible plays. He is really capable of making those sort of snap judgments or scramble plays. He's been quite a bit better than I thought he was going to be. So this is a huge test because the Vikings and Bears are quite bad. They do not have a win yet between them. This could very well be already a matchup that determines who wins the NFC North. Like down the line, you could see these two teams being tied or one game, you know, separated by a game. This is a very meaningful matchup. It's a shame it happens on a Thursday. It's not an ideal time. The scheduling, Thursday night games are usually really a mess. So it's a shame that it maybe is a little more random than it would be otherwise. But this is a really compelling matchup.
Well, and it's got to be for Detroit fans. It just seems to me like they've been losers for so long. Mm-hmm. Every Thanksgiving, they would play the Packers, right? And then the Packers would crush them every Thanksgiving. They just were terrible for years and years and years and years and years.
Well, there is one Thanksgiving where Matt Flynn was quarterback and the Lions destroyed the Packers on Thanksgiving. But that, you know, that's neither here nor there.
That was an aberration.
Yes.
It's not canon.
No. The Lions did, of course, beat the Packers twice last year, too. You know, like they've had their moments. They've had their moments. But traditionally, dating back the last three decades, the Packers have had their way with Detroit. Detroit does not go to the playoffs very often. This is a very big moment in Detroit Lions fandom. Their coach has really kind of turned things around. Beating the Packers on the last day of the season last year was a nearly put Detroit in the playoffs. That was a very meaningful occasion for them. So there is something to be gained here for Detroit. They are going to be motivated.
And I agree with you, too, about Jordan Love. I think he comes in with a great deal of poise and a great deal of confidence. And not that he's completely inexperienced, but, you know, you've been a backbencher for a long time. And so it's been really great to see him come out there and do well and bring it home. And he also looks little to me.
Oh, really? He's not little.
Is he not?
He's a big guy.
Is he? How tall is
he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I say it, I'll be wrong. I want to say he's 6'4", but I could be wrong.
Oh, he is that tall. I don't know why he looks so slight to me.
I mean, I guess he's a skinnier guy, but I am very blown away by his poise as well. He seems very chill, very relaxed. He's in a very tough situation replacing a legend, and he seems to, like, totally roll with it. That has definitely matched up with the way he's played, too.
J.R. Radcliffe is the sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joins us every other Thursday on As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much, JR. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. See you then.
All right. Sounds good. Stay close. Coming up next, it is What's Happening at the Laughing Tap. We're going to get an update from Greg Bach and hear from the headlining comedian who's going to be there this weekend. So stick around for that, please. We are As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Sports, go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
It's going to be cloudy again this morning, but we will gradually clear out. A little more sunshine trying to poke through here by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 70, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75. We're talking highs in the 80s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
As goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinier filling in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach on the board, and we remain on
Baby Watch.
We're still on Baby Watch. Nothing to share right now. As soon as we get the okay, we will pass it along to you because we really don't know anything yet. It's frustrating. Greg and I talked about this off the air earlier this week because we're not related, but we feel like we kind of are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We feel like we're her family.
Yeah.
And I want to hover, but I know she doesn't want that. And I'm sure there's plenty of other people who are hovering.
Yeah. Or failing the resistance more. Like, I wanted to text her yesterday and today, but it's like, she's getting so much love right now, probably. And I'm just going to be on the pile of messages. So I told her the day before she went in that I loved her. I love Mike. She said, I love you too. And I left it there. I'm like, I'm going to let her communicate on her own time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, Kristen Bry, we hope you're out there listening.
We're good.
We love you. And we love you.
And we do. We love you very much. All right. Laughing Tap.
What's that?
What is the Laughing Tap? Comedy club in Milwaukee. Greg Bach is one of the co's of the Laughing Tap.
That's right.
And who's coming up this weekend?
This weekend we have Caitlin Palufo, who is...
I love that name.
She is so funny. And I gotta say, Caitlin, you're probably not listening right now, but I'll say this. Comedians and fans coming through the door of the Laughing Tap the past few weeks have seen your face and your name and said, oh my gosh, she's so funny. And we're really excited to have her. So she's gonna be coming to the Laughing Tap for four shows. Two on Friday, two on Saturday, 7:30 and 10 both nights. Tickets are available, laughingtap.com. They're $20 a piece.
Such a deal.
Such a deal. No drink minimums. Great space, small, intimate space. We're going to have a great time. The lineup is great. Reagan Nimala is featuring. Rami Makhlouf, my friend who is a radio guy himself, he's going to be hosting. And we're just going to have a wonderful time. And Jane, I wanted to share with the people a little bit of Caitlin Palufo.
I've had a good year. I just moved in with my boyfriend, which is exciting. Thank you. Ah, it's great. I hope he's the one, because I've truly given up. I have stopped trying completely, all right? I'm just in my 30s, and I've learned something, okay? Men do not care how much we weigh, ladies. They always want to see us naked. Yeah, it just varies on how much. It's either hell yeah, or... sure. Why the hell not? Either way, you're in, so I'm just going to deep fry everything, okay? I mean, that's not to say I haven't been put in the friend zone before. Of course I have. I look like I could build you a porch, all right? Thank you. I appreciate it. The truth is, I've built two porches. So what are you going to do? All right? I mean, I'm useful. This is a useful body. All right? Yeah. I'm practical. That's my body type. Some women are thin. Some are curvy. I'm a sound effect. Okay? Thank you. I appreciate it. I never understood why men preferred tiny little women. I mean, yes, they look beautiful, but what are they going to do on moving day? Okay? What are they going to... Oh, I got the throw pillows. No. Gentlemen, you should want someone like me. Yeah. Someone who can strap a fridge to her back. All right? Yeah, those small girls, they get boyfriends. I earn boyfriends.
Who doesn't need
it's
someone...
It's like a different vibe.
In their life who can build a porch.
Right?
I mean, we can all use someone who can build a porch.
She is delightful. And I just, the few emails I've sent to her, she's come back with the nicest responses. And it's going to be a great time. So, Caitlin Palufo, 4 shows, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, 7:30 and 10 at the Laughing Tap in Walker's Point. Go to laughingtap.com for more information and tickets. As well as this Sunday, Jane.
What's on Sunday?
This Sunday. The 18th annual Comedy Festival begins at Lakefront Brewery. Tickets are available at mkecomedyfest.com. Our first show at Lakefront is the kickoff with Kelly Ryan. She will be there headlining, and that is the start, the first day of 8 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, each have their own show. Thursday, 2 shows Friday, 3 shows Saturday, and 2 shows on Sunday. And we will have so much fun. We have Kelly Ryan, Kyle Kinane, Todd Berry, Dave Stone are our headliners, and we'll talk more about that next week as we're going through it. But we're going to have a fantastic time. Performers from all over the country submit to get in, and they are handpicked by myself and a small group of people who watch the videos, and we're going to have ourselves a blast with time. Tickets are also anywhere between $15 to $35, depending on where you're going to be going, because Kyle Kinane will be at the Pabst Theater, which is our first time working with them.
Oh, nice.
And it's just going to be fun. And we're going to have after parties, and there'll be food, and there'll be drinks.
Are you still looking for any volunteers, Greg?
We are still looking for volunteers. I think I might cap it off. We've gotten a lot of engagement. But if you are interested, mkecomedyfest.com/volunteers, or go to the website and click the volunteers tab on the front page. Find out more information. We have people coming through. We need help setting up chairs, welcoming people, driving, maybe picking up comedians, picking up food. But you get to see free shows, you get a t-shirt, you get a lanyard.
You get to meet people.
You get to meet people, network. And honestly, I'm not kidding you folks, that's how I met Kristen Bry. 2 years ago, this next month, Kristen came in as a volunteer at the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. And I'm going to say this, and I hope she's listening, but my life changed in oh so many ways because of it. And it's true. And I'm so appreciative to her and to the Comedy Fest. And yeah, come on down, enjoy yourselves.
Well, and congratulations to you guys, because putting together something like this is not a small undertaking.
No.
Not a week full of comedy all, you know, in a row. That takes a lot of organization and a lot of hard work. And you've developed a reputation, which is wonderful, because now all these comics from all over the country want to come here.
And shout out to Caitlin McCarthy and Matt Kempel, my partners in crime on this. We work really hard, not just to do the Laughing Tap shows, not just to do our remote shows, but the comedy festival is very important. And we work very, very hard to make sure it is a quality event and everyone has a good time. Comics, spectators, volunteers, ourselves.
Yeah.
It's just very important to us to make sure it's great. And we hope you join us. So whether you come to the Caitlin Palufo weekend or you come to the comedy festival, I'd love to see you down there. Say hi to me. I'm the guy who looks like jam band Santa Claus. You can't miss me. But yeah, so come on down. Jane?
All right. That is it for us for today. Come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. My friend and longtime colleague, Carol Kane, the one and only, will be joining us.
So excited.
Tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have some fun things planned. So please, please join us. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for watching on the stream. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.